Few of the examples of unsupervised learning are, first, clustering, the most common technique. To explain you what clustering actually do, let me give you one example. You would have seen that you sometimes get the offer related to credit cards, that this is in your credit card, we are offering this many functionalities wherein you can go to the restaurant and take discount, or you can go get a discount on the movies, or you can get a discount on online shopping and so on. Okay, so let's suppose a credit card company has 1 lakh subscribers of credit card. They can't be creating 1 lakh offers for each and every person. So what they do is they try to identify the similarity in the behavior of usage. Two people, let's suppose, use their credit card most of the time with respect to restaurants. There are few more who uses it for the movies. There are few more who uses it for the online shopping. There are few more who uses it at many places. There are few those who has a very limited usage of credit cards. What happens is, in clustering, there are groups that are created which has a similar pattern. One which are using for movies, one which are using it for the food, one which are using for the other activities, one which have least usage. Once these groups are created, these groups are known as clusters, and marketing activities are designed basis these clusters. Out of 1 lakh consumers, let's suppose 5 clusters are created, one with the food, one with the movie, one with the general purpose, one with least usage, one with the other similar pattern. There will be different marketing activity or strategy that will be adopted for each of these group. If in case you are getting one type of offers, you are actually falling in the cluster which has similar nature. So anybody who will be having the similar properties with respect to the usage of the credit card will be getting the same marketing promotional offer. Otherwise, if somebody has a different activities or different usage, they will be getting a different offer. So at the end, marketing activity will be creating 5 offers basis each cluster and will be assigning those offers to each cluster. Second unsupervised learning is association analysis, which helps you in identifying the association between two products. If product A sells, what are the other product that gets sold with product B? This is known as association analysis, wherein one product is a driver product, the other product is a driven product. If somebody goes to buy for driver product, they also buy a driven product. As an example, if I go to store to buy milk, I also buy bread. So here my milk is a driver product and my bread is a driven product, and these two have a high association with each other. That is why they go hand in hand with each other. So such association analysis actually helps in deriving more sales out of the customer, because we know that if somebody is buying milk, there are high chances that this person will also buy bread. If we keep bread and milk together in the store, then if somebody is picking up milk, he will automatically see bread and will pick it up, and there are more chances that sales will be increased. Such type of relationship identification is known as association analysis, or in simple terms, market basket analysis. Then there are certain activities with respect to data mining which are related to shrinking of the variables. Actually, what happens is, every data scientist knows that the more variable that they have, the more information they will be able to capture. But with more information comes more problems as well, because there will be many variables which will be interfering with the output of each other. So what you try to do under such situation, you try to restrict the variables. As an example, let's suppose you have 100 variable which can help you identify the outcome variable. Those 100 variable might have relationship with each other as well. So because of the presence of those 100 variable, you might not be able to appropriately predict the outcome variable. So the one way is to drop some of the variable, but if in case you drop some variable, you might miss out certain important information or important trend out of the data. So what should you do? In such scenarios, what happens is, those variables are combined in a way so that they can be used with each other and without creating any problem. Such activity is known as a dimension reduction technique, wherein you reduce the number of variable. One such activity which is related to dimension reduction is principal component analysis. Principal component analysis actually takes all the variables that you have and then create a representative variable with respect to the variable that you already have. That representative variable is known as principal component. So instead of taking the original variable, what you will be doing is you will be using the principal component, which is actually representing the original variables. Now these principal components will be used in identifying the output of dependent variable. The usage of this is they will not interfere with each other and you will be more appropriately be able to predict the outcome variable. Supervised and unsupervised approaches in practices, let's try to understand those. While you can use each approach independently, it is quite common to use both during analysis because you might have problems which can be solved via both methods. Few activities might be involving unsupervised algorithm and then supervised algorithm, or supervised algorithm then unsupervised algorithm, or the combination of both. There are few data mining trends that keeps on happening in the data mining activities. Let's quickly talk about few of the trends that we are seeing from last few years. First is language standardization. Language standardization basically means you are trying to identify or create a standardized algorithm or standardized code which can fetch out the information more appropriately. We can expect a standard language to be developed within next few years, similar to SQL for database. SQL is a standard language wherein we have select, from, where, group by, having, order by. Each of these attributes have certain tasks designed for them and they only will be doing that activity. Each keyword has a task to play in a SQL query. So we can see such trend wherein our coding tools or coding interfaces provide you standard tool wherein you pass on the information and you get the result. Then scientific mining. Economists similarly employ forecasting techniques to predict future market changes based on the present day variable. That will help them identify that what can happen in future, what new thing can happen, what new thing can come, what are the things which will go out of the market in near future, and that helps in determining the right type of product that can be used in future markets. Complex data objects. This is one of the trend that is happening in the data mining activity these days because data is getting complex as its size is increasing. Data mining tools can no longer just accommodate text and number. They have the capacity to process and analyze a variety of complex data types, which could be images, audio, and other related types. These tools will be able to leverage out all these type of data points and still be able to give you accurate results or accurate analysis in a very short span of time. Increased computing speed. As we all know that data mining is now the activity which is related to huge amount of data. And we can expect that in future, the computing speed will be increased to much larger extent as it is right now. There will be better processors, better supporting tools, better supporting interfaces, which actually converts the processing activity at a much larger pace. Web mining. Web mining has been evolving. Now these days, there are many activities which happens on the website and there are many algorithms which fetch out those information out of the website and still give you many related information. So web mining is one of the trend that is happening in the current scenarios. The three major type of web mining that are happening is content mining, wherein content is being captured from the websites and then analyzed. Structure mining, how structure is being followed in a website and how it is maintained. Usage mining, how usage activities are happening, what type of attributes are being used, what type of attributes are being involved in every web related products. All these are the upcoming trends of data mining activities. With all these things, we would have understood that there are tools which plays a major role in any data mining activity because it is not a manual process. It is a process which involves huge amount of data. It is a process which needs to be statistically driven because you will be applying statistics algorithm. You will be analyzing the data using the tools because manually it is not possible. You will be going through many mathematical computations. So all these activities are not possible without any proper tool. So there are precise data mining tools for such activities. Let's take few examples of some of the tools. One tool is RapidMiner, which is an open source software and used for mining related activities. Then there is Orange, which is again open source component, and it is a software which is written in Python language or Python tool. So you can use it for the data mining activities. Then there are Mahoth, which is again used for unsupervised learning processes. There is MicroStrategy, which enables you to do business intelligence and is an analytical software which can combine various components of the data. Then there is a Vika, which is developed using Java technology and is free to use and can be used for various data mining activities. There is one of the few of the common tools like R programming tool, which is written in C and is very, very important tool with respect to data analysis. And it is one of the most popular tool as a statistical analysis tool. There is Python, which is again a very, very leader, big leader in the market right now with respect to data analysis or data mining activities or deep learning activities or model building activities or machine learning activities. There's Nime, which is very, very useful with respect to the data processing activities. Data mining, many techniques are employed by the data mining experts. Some of these techniques are seeking out incomplete data, because when you are doing data mining activity, there are few things that you will be doing all the time. And many data scientists keep evolving these things. They try to find that what better they can do with the data. So there are few things that you will always be doing. Few of these are seeking out incomplete information. If in case you have incomplete information or missing information, many data scientists try to incorporate those missing information via various ways. Let's suppose there is very small amount of missing information in the data, then data scientists usually ignore those information or completely remove those records out of the data. If in case there are many information which are missing, let's suppose 20 to 30% of the, then they even try to predict those values and create put a prediction algorithm over there so that missing information can be fetched out. If in case there are too many, 80 to 90% of the values which are missing with respect to a single variable, then they try to remove the variable as well because that variable is not contributing enough to the data. Then there are dynamic data dashboards as well, which can be used by many managers to understand how data trends are changing. They can be fed with real-time data, and many data mining activities can run parallelly, which can give results right away to the front-end output screen. Then you might be doing database analysis as well with respect to data mining techniques, wherein you will be applying certain tools or techniques which automatically fetches out the data and gives you appropriate result. If that result is constant and just need a few of the dynamic attributes, they can still give you much better result. As an example, SAS has a technology known as SAS macros, wherein you can automate your task. You will write subsequent steps of a particular report. That report will be generated. Now, once you create that macro, you will be able to run that subsequent steps in a sequence without writing those code again and again. Those steps will be executed and report will be generated, and that report will be usable right away. Now, this is a one-time activity because you just need to write the macro one time. And once your macro is prepared and it can fetch out the result, it will keep on executing and fetch out result and generate outputs accordingly. Now, it will save a lot more time because let's suppose writing those codes and generating that report takes about 4 to 5 hours. And let's suppose you have spent 10 hours preparing that macro to give out the report that you want. Now, that 10 hours is a one-time activity, but although that 5 hours activity was an everyday task. Once you have spent that 10 hours generating or creating that macro, you can keep executing that macro and get that report within a fractions of second or maybe in a minute or so. This will save huge amount of time of yours. Then there are text analysis activities that are happening in the data mining activities as well. Text analysis basically means you have the text information and you analyze that text information to understand the trend. As an example, if somebody has given a sentiment about a particular product on the Amazon review page, you can analyze the data and understand whether this feedback is positive or negative. Basis that feedback, you can understand that whether the product about which feedback has been given is good or bad. These things are used widely with respect to every industry because they are able to understand or analyze the text related data and are able to convert them into business insights. You also need to effectively handle the complex data and relational data. Relational data will be OLAP data, online analytical processing data, and you will be dealing with huge amount of data. The more complex your data is, the more efficiency it needs. So once you are doing data mining activities, you will be creating these relationship, and your activity will be to understand the relationship between various forms of data and then ultimately analyze it properly. Then relevance and scalability of chosen data mining algorithm. Once you are applying algorithm basis your understanding of algorithms, you also need to understand that the algorithm that you have shortlisted for analysis has to have a proper usage with respect to the business problem, and they can be easily scaled. So if in case you have chosen one algorithm for solving business problem, if it is not giving you accurate result, then your analysis will be destroyed. So the objective is you are picking up the right algorithm for your business problem, and then you are using more data with respect to the same algorithm, and ultimately it is giving you right output with respect to any amount of data, and you can scale it and you can deploy it easily. When you are doing data mining activities, we understood that there are various things that are involved, but the reason why we are doing data mining activity has to be understood. So to understand those things, let's quickly go through what are the advantages of data mining. Data mining can help you in identifying or doing various marketing or retail related activities. You can easily manage your campaign, you can analyze your campaign, you can forecast the sales that will be happening in future, you can understand whether what amount of sale you can derive out of the online campaign, and so on. In finance and banking, you can understand from where bad credits can come, whether the person will pay loan or not, whether a particular sales can be derived from a particular product or not, whether a transaction can be fraudulent or not. In researches, you can identify all the information on the shopping patterns, like if a person is buying certain product, whether he will be buying some other product or not, whether there is any pattern with respect to any transaction or any product or any commodity, etc. Then you can use data mining activities for creating customer group. As we give the example that everybody will have a different usage of credit card, so they can be created in groups, and marketing activities can be created and planned accordingly. So customer groups can easily be created using data mining activities. We can increase brand loyalty, because if in case we are giving more personalized information using the power of data mining or data analytics to the consumer, they will have a more loyalty towards the brand, because they will feel that this brand knows me much better than the anyone else. It also helps in creating the decision with respect to the business. So it is a major important tool for decision making with respect to the business. Data mining activities which empowers the decision making process with respect to the businesses. It can increase company revenues, of course, because if you know your customer better, if in case you can plan marketing activities better, you can plan sales better, you can plan further activities better, you will be able to drive more sales from the company. You can predict the future trends and can take actions accordingly. Let's suppose in future your need for the workforce will reduce, then you can improve, you can plan in accordance accordingly. If in case you might need, if there is festive season coming up and you feel that more people will be required in the stores during that period, then you can start the hiring process in advance, and so on. So it can help you in identifying the future trends. It can help you do the things in optimized way. As an example, you can do website optimization, wherein you can optimize the path so that consumers takes less amount of time in converting a transaction to a sales, and so on. You can also drive automated decision making with using machine learning algorithms via data mining activities. Like you can drive a particular advertisement when somebody is visiting the website. So automatically that website will be popped up, and if a consumer clicks on it, the sale gets completed. You can accurately predict and forecast with respect to this. You can do cost reduction, because if in case you know the areas where high amount of cost is being used, you can reduce the cost by analyzing those high cost driving areas with respect to the particular business. You will have more accurate customer insights if you do data mining activities. You will be able to understand the type of consumer that you have, what are their age slabs, what are their gender, what are their preferences, and so on. So how data mining is actually working? So data mining consists of five major elements. It extracts the information, it transforms the information, it loads transaction data into your data warehouse. It then stores and manages the data into multi-dimensional databases. It provides data access to business analysts and IT professionals so that they can analyze the data. Once data is stored, it is analyzed by using the application softwares via which you can do statistical analysis. Then you can create output or visualization of the results that you have created using the visualization tools that you have. What are the different level of analysis that you might be doing? You might be doing a simple analysis like exploratory. You might be doing a prediction level analysis, or you might be creating a complex analysis, driving the complex algorithm like neural networks. So there are different level of analysis. Few of them are artificial neural network, wherein you will be going through multiple nodes of the data to identify what will be the outcome. There could be genetic algorithms which will be combining various variables to identify what is the most optimized output with respect to the business problem. You might be using decision trees to take a proper decision that what can happen when this particular variables takes certain actions. As an example, if somebody is buying for greater than 5,000 rupees and is buying product A and B and is buying a total quantity of 10 units, what are the chances that this person will buy product E as well? That all these flowcharts can be created using decision tree, and you can easily identify. Then nearest neighbor can help you identify that which is the most closest value to the value to which is to be predicted, and the closest value will help us identify what can be the outcome with respect to the predictive value or variable that we have. We can induce the rules with basis many analysis, like if he crosses the 10,000 mark, then there is a chance that we can give him a 2,000 rupee product, because that way we will be able to leverage out 2,000 more out of the same transaction. Data visualization also helps in key decision making, because graphs are easier to manage or understand as compared to the normal number. So if in case you are doing data mining, data visualization will help you identify the right patterns of the data quickly. So when you are talking about the requirement, when you are talking about the infrastructure, you are doing data mining activities, so you need to have a technological drivers for the same. There are two critical technological drivers. One is size of the database, and second one is query complexity. When you are talking about size of the database, it has to be able to manage your data, because your data could be complex and your data could be huge. You might be doing a lot of data mining activities. Your technology should be able to drive statistical analysis on the same, should be able to store the data, should be able to process the data, should be able to predict the data. And then query complexity, which again is involved using what type of queries you are using, what type of algorithm you are using, how complex algorithm you are using. You might be using a simple algorithm like linear regression, or you might be using a very, very complex algorithm like neural network. If in case you have a technological support and you have a good understanding of the same, you will be able to carve out the insights out of the same. So we talked about data mining a lot, how algorithm works, what are the different type of algorithms that you have, what is supervised learning, what is unsupervised learning, what is the technology support you need, what are the tools that you need. But everybody feels that, does it really help? So to understand whether how effective your data mining activities can be, we will take a few examples or few success stories which will explain you how your results improved with respect to the data mining after using data mining activities when many retailers actually used it. So let's quickly discuss few of the live success stories. So we are talking about malls, wherein people go and shop a lot. So there is one mall known as Pacific Mall, which is situated in West Delhi. So what they figured out is, they figured out that 65% of the people who are having a food in their food court, they go for the vegetarian food. So when they are going for the vegetarian food, they realized that most of the population that is going there or coming there are preferring vegetarian food. And usually these days what happens is these malls go for a revenue sharing model, wherein if in case they have placed a shop inside the mall, they will share the revenue with them. So instead of taking the rent from them, what they will say is, if you earn 100 rupees, 60 rupees will be ours, or 40 rupees will be ours, and rest will be yours. So that is the reason they try to analyze the behavior of the consumer. So what Pacific Mall did is, they understood that 65% of the people in their food court are buying vegetarian food, and they knew that if in case they increase outlets which are vegetarian outlets, they might drive more sales. So what they did is, they introduced a new Haldiram outlet inside their mall, which increased their sales by approximately 50 lakhs a month. And that is one of the success stories of data mining activities. They were able to analyze their data because they did a proper analysis of what consumers are buying, and then accordingly they took decision that they need another better outlet which can offer some quality vegetarian food. Similarly, in Orion Mall in Bangalore, what they found out is that most of the customers are trendier and they are younger crowd. So when younger crowd comes in, they are mostly interested in either fashion related products or some major accessories with respect to electronics, like headphones and pen drives and all those things. So they introduce more outlets which are offering such type of products, and hence their sales was improved. So there are many such examples which you can understand that actually retailers or people from the different industry, they are, when doing data mining activities, when they are analyzing the data, when they have the available data and they are analyzing it, they are able to take decisions more appropriately. Few of the more examples are that every retailers these days have cameras in their stores. So what they try to do is, they try to see the heat maps of the population at some places. So if in case certain area has a higher heat map, wherein most of the people are getting accumulated, they would realize that this place has a product which sells more. So what they will try to do is, if in case heat map is showing that this product drives more sale, they will try to introduce more such product in the same area. Or if in case they are trying to distribute that population, they will try to distribute that components of product in different areas, so that people move around and see more product and buy more product. Because in retail, it is simply said that if you see more, you buy more. So their focus is to make you see more. That is the reason they keep most common commodities like rice, sugar at the end of the store, so that you go through the store, whole store, and you see maximum products. And when you are seeing most of the products, while reaching to the product that you are planning to buy, you will be buying more ultimately. So we understood how important data mining activity is, how it helps you, how it helps business in driving key decisions, what are the various components of data mining activities, what are the various algorithms related to data mining activities, what are the different things that you can do, like market analysis, marketing analysis, fraud detection, customer retention, production control, science exploration, and there are so many applications where your data mining activities can really help you. There are various tools like market analysis and management, corporate analysis and management, fraud detection domains which uses data mining activities. It can be used in various forms like customer profiling, cross-selling, upselling, target marketing, summary information, and it can be used in various corporate sectors like financial planning, resource planning. It can be used to identify the competition and do a quick competition metric analysis. So all these activities are related to data mining activities, wherein you are able to analyze the data that you have. You are able to mine the data that you have using the more profound algorithms that you have and the applications which can process that amount of data and can give you good results. And utilizing all these things, it empowers a business to take key decisions more appropriately. It gives an edge to every business. It gives a more profitable outcome to every business. Because of all these activities, it becomes an extremely important attribute to understand data mining activities appropriately and more have a keen understanding of each and every attribute of data mining. I hope you understood and you are very well versed with the data mining activities that we discussed. Thank you.